Lycos, are you ready now? What a cracker, man.
You know this one. Shout out to the legend, Mike Aubrey.
Papa, mama, make me follow your footsteps. Show love to your children. Time don't come for our people them to know. They are the leaders of tomorrow.
To be honest, Lagos, Pamela, how old were you when? were you even born? Were you born when that song was actually delivered?
I don't even remember the year. I don't think I even know the year.
Can I get the year now?
Oh my God!
But I mean, that's some solid throwback, and I'm very sure that. The older ones listening will be saying, hey, Tony, why are you doing this?
But it was very popular. I know, but I don't know when.
Yeah, when it was, I can imagine. But anyways, maybe you will know this one. Yeah, Lagos, that's the feeling right here. It's game on with Femi and the gang. Anthony, the voice is here. It's a beautiful Friday. And I feel so good. I'm sure you feel good too. If not, I will try to make it better. All right, that's part of the job that we do. Every time we mount this mic, we're committed to bringing some smile to the people of Lagos, Nigeria, and the world at large. So wherever you are, I say welcome to the nation's first for News Talk and Sports. In case you don't know, we are 99.3, we are Nigeria Info. I am the voice. I've got my brothers, one now, and I've got my sister in the lot. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Just in case you hear anything different, Pam is my sister. Pam, how are you doing, sister?
Very, very good. I don't know. I'm so excited for today.
All right. That's the energy, right?
You know?
Tell me, how's your day?
Very relaxing. Mm. I'm going to talk about the weather again because I love the weather.
Atmosphere
good. I came here with so much good energy. So much.
All right. Well, we'll see how that goes on the show. Anyways, well, he joins me on the show. Out of I, as expected, every Friday evening, he's always here with me. And I'm excited, really. But out of I, your cue
not this
on
song.
The show. No. You have to do a rap freestyle or something. I don't know. That's your cue.
You have to be kidding
that,
me.
That is your cue to say anything on the show.
I must say, see it.
Are you ready to do this? Oh, I switch up the mic. You take just.
Good evening, Lagos. It's good to be here. Before you switch
up. Lagos, Hotify is not ready to speak to you.
There's a backstory to this thing. Yeah, I was talking to someone yesterday, and I expressed my dislike for this song because Sam always played it every single day he was coming on the show, and you just introed me with that. I humbly request that you remove it.
Why don't you like the song?
Sam played it
do
to a point where
song.
I disliked it.
Do something on this.
No, no, no. You know one thing.
Okay.
No, this thing was it's
okay.
You know why I'm not going to do this? Because Sam did the same thing to Tony. And Tony did not rap on this.
What do you mean?
I have the audio file.
Like Erling Haaland,
Anthony,
I deliver.
I have your
always.
Audio files.
No,
I have,
always deliver.
I have your audio files.
You've messed up. Alan doesn't deliver always now. So
what do you mean?
We said like...
He hasn't scored in two games.
Is it just score?
How can you talk about a man who came to the league and became the Premier League's top scorer in a season, in his first season.
Well,
are you guys playing?
Did he carry the ball by himself? It doesn't matter.
He delivers.
The person that made him.
I'm happy we've left
it's
this
KDB,
conversation.
Actually.
I'm so happy. I don't mind.
Yeah,
back to you. Don't
Pamela,
escape.
I'm coming back to you. No. Otobai, let's go.
Anthony, see.
You have to do this or walk out of this show. You have to do it. Emmanuel has
pick
given
one.
Me the
authority. Emmanuel's
giving me the authority. I am the commander-in-chief of this show.
Pick one.
Deliver a freestyle of 30 seconds or even lesser. Or walk out of the show.
Good night, Lagos.
Wow. Is that how you despise the song?
You can talk about anything. Talk about anything.
I need you to lead by example.
All right.
Give me 10 seconds and I'll give you 15 seconds.
Okay. I like this challenge. Go on.
You like what?
I'll be the judge.
Lagos, thank you for tuning in. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The nation's first for news, talking sports. Listen. We hear the voice for Dova, Pamela.
Yes.
It's Game On with Femi and the gang. Oh, yo. Where we give it the very best in sports, yo. Blow, don't play. Don't play. Lego.
Oh, yeah. It's your turn.
Don't play.
Don't worry. You did so good.
All right. So, let's go.
Don't you're stressing me. I'm really going to do this.
This is about to get for Lagos. I've got my homie, Hodova. Let's go. Hit it.
Come on.
It's game on. No, can't continue now. On Nigeria Info, we answer the voice, and it's the best team in Lagos. We deliver all of the best that you want, you know. Chelsea, United, Liverpool, Arsenal. There's a lot happening in the Prem.
Okay.
You know, we're still the best with information, you know, knowledge here and there. We bring it very hot. Anthony has the voice. He does his thing.
Okay.
Samuel has the intellect. He does his thing.
Okay.
Samuel brings the rhymes. He does his thing.
Adeze.
I'm trying.
Lagos.
No, really good.
I tried.
Well, Lagos, if you're listening right now, please just rate us, all right? Rate us over 10. The voice and Hot of Ice freestyle right now. What's that line? I'm getting that line.
009.
Okay.
597-5805.
Say that slowly.
009.
Okay.
597-5805.
0809.
597-5805.
All right. That's our water plan. Let's start the sporting conversation from there. Pam,
let's see. This thing I've done now. Let this be. I keep telling you, let this be the last time.
Otherwise, you just embarrassed your village people, right? It was a simple
freestyle. No, they were not listening.
Anyways, exciting conversations with. I mean, see the phone lines already buzzing.
Hey.
See, just go straight to X, all right? If you're on X, go on X and rate this freestyle myself and Otherwise right now. Over.
Backstory: 10. Anthony. Huh? Anthony. Prepared his freestyle before coming.
I have not.
And he put me on the spot.
Pamela, are you a witness? Be truthful. Did I do any of that?
No.
Don't play. You're gonna learn, bro. Don't. Lagos, thank you for joining us. It's Game On, Femi and the gang. And we've got so much to talk about. Lots of games this weekend from the Premier League in Nigeria to the Premier League in the UK and, some of the leagues across the world. We'll quickly do a roundup of some games very soon on the broadcast. And, we've got, the Southwest Derby, the first Southwest Derby of the season in the Nigerian Premier Football League. Remo Stars against Sporting Lagos. And, I was having this conversation with somebody saying that right now, the only thing that makes that tie a derby is the geographical relationship between both sides. In the true essence of the word derby in footballing terms, it doesn't particularly fulfill setting requirements for us to confidently call it a derby. I don't know if you agree with me. I mean, I've been having some really serious conversations with some people on Twitter about this, but
no, but like I think derbies are based sometimes on location. There's the Midlands.
That's what I'm saying. That right now the only thing that makes it a derby is its geographical location. There is no existing rivalry. There's there's pretty much no record. This is their first meeting in the top flight.
I mean, that's the thing. Painting it as, oh, the location is the only thing. The location is important.
Yeah.
Still.
Nobody's
important
saying,
still.
But we know that in footballing terms, the true essence of the word derby is beyond. Yes, the geographical location is the fundamental, right? But there are several other things, which is, you know, rivalry, trophies.
Passion.
Absolutely, players that have played for both sides before.
Yeah.
History of the club. Marquee events in history.
No. You're getting it wrong. Most of the time, it starts from the location.
That's what I'm saying.
So it starts. You know, it's not there yet, but it has the capacity to get there. We've seen the first game.
Can we say it's a lightweight derby?
Or just the beginning of the derby.
Exactly.
All right.
You saw what happened in Dubai when they faced off. It was heated. You know, there was banter on social media. You know, Sporting Lagos
having
a good
pressure point.
It's starting to build. Remo obviously replied in that, you know, back and forth. So the geography is the starting point. Ogun State is just here.
Yeah.
Lagos is here.
Yeah.
We can go there. They can come here. That's how it starts. The North London Derby, obviously, was from... It's in North London.
Yeah. That word derby...
The Manchester Derby, it's Manchester. So it's from the location rivalry starts. We are not far apart, so we can always banter. And it builds
up. Right now, it's nothing like that just yet.
It can be.
That's
what I'm saying. First time they faced off, Sporting and Remo in the Super 8.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
That's a preseason game.
And it was crazy. You know, for just a first time derby, it was crazy. Mm. It has the prospect of becoming something else. If these teams eventually, like, especially if Sporting Lagos go on to be successful, because Remo stars are on a good trajectory.
Yeah, they are.
You know, if Sporting Lagos can keep up the momentum, I mean, we could get the west side of Lake of Nigeria becoming a big spot, a big zone for these games. You will see people travel from far and wide to come and watch Sporting Lagos take on Remo Stars.
All right. What of the games? Talking about derbies, in the spirit of derbies, there is the Merseyside derby this weekend.
And the London derby.
That's Liverpool, Everton.
Yeah. Everton.
Absolutely. So that's one to look out for. One question I'll be asking really is, look at yourself, and this is like a teaser, right? I'm throwing out there. Look at yourself generally, the kind of person you are. If you were to be a footballer, what position would you be playing?
Serious question.
Okay. No, it's very easy. My active years,
okay.
You, Lagos, you have to look at the kind of person you are. Let it not just be about what you like.
Exactly.
You understand? Look deep. Are you somebody who is very forward? You like to bear.
Or you're selfish with the ball.
You like to bear. Or you're a selfish person. You know, wingers, shouldn't be selfish, but oftentimes they hold on to the ball a lot of the times, you know, for the sake of trickery and all of that. But if you were to be a footballer, what position would you play based on the attributes of your person? Based on your personal attributes, what position would you play? All right, you can get your comments flowing via WhatsApp
009-597-5805.
Take that number slowly.
009-597-5805.
All right, and we're very much available on X and Facebook. All right, so just send that message. Use the hashtag Game On Life. Right here with Fat G. Well, there's more event coming up tonight. The Fat G League resumes tonight, bro.
Yeah, and Anthony is going to be there live and direct all through the night, actually. You know, starts at 10 and he's going to be there all through.
Oh, no wonder he's dressed this. For the occasion.
No.
And I asked him, why are you looking elegant?
No, he's going to coach his team.
That's why he's looking like,
Pamela, Padobai, can you tell her? This is how I look on a normal day.
No.
To be fair, to be fair.
No, today's extra.
I'm just a fashion killer.
Hey, okay.
Don't try to blow your own too much.
All right.
Okay.
So we've got some bills to pay very soon. But before we go do that, just to let you know, you can win 30,000 naira on the broadcast this evening, Lagos. It is your moment. It is your time to be 30K richer. It's simple. All you have to do is get your smartphones, *347, *880, *#, and that is all you need to be in the running to win 30,000 naira tonight. This is not selected by a human being. It's computerized, it's automatic, and we have to click the button, and it gives us a number. So all you have to do is get your smartphones. I'm in a very good mood. I feel like, you know, this money I'll give this evening will reach out to somebody who is really going through a lot.
Amen.
I'm going through a lot.
Amen.
Amen. Is going through a lot. We'll give to who is going through a lot. But you know, there are different levels in going through a lot, Pam.
That's right.
You know, some people are going through a lot. I can't wait to give out that money. So all you have to do is *347, *880, *#, and you are in the running for that money. Specify the number of tickets, choose a bank, choose one to continue. You'd receive an SMS with instructions to make payment. And don't forget, well, listening to the live draws, which you're listening to right now on the flip side of 8, we'll be doing that. All right? So stick around, more right here on Game On with Femi and the Gang. Excitingly, William Gallus came out to say something, former Arsenal, former Chelsea, that the purchase of Kai Havertz was a mistake. Lagos, I don't know what you make of that, but when we return from this, that's a conversation we're going to have, really. The purchase of Kai Havertz. Is William Gallus for a player who have played the game and understands what it means for a player to struggle to acclimatize with a new team, coming out to say this? I don't know. What do you make of it? Do you think he's saying the truth, or he's just sounding very petty? And I don't know. Tell us. In the meantime, remember I asked, if you were to be a footballer based on your personal attributes, what position would you be playing? Let's go pay some bills. We'll be right back for more talk, more excitement right here in the nation's first for news talk and sports. The voice is here. Padova is here. And Pamela is here. Well, we've got you on the flip side also doing this with us. So, yeah, stick around. We'll be right back, Lagos. Well, when a player who played for Chelsea, played for Arsenal, William Gallus, comes out to speak, Lagos, I don't know, it's tough to not want to listen to him. But of course, William Gallus, ahead of Chelsea-Arsenal this weekend, he says the purchase of Kai Havertz is a mistake. Very deep words. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. It's Game On with Femi and the Gang. I'm here with my people. There's Adolfa, there's Pam Pam in the building to give you Pam Pam. Bam bam. All right, and I'm sure that, I mean, you all are itching to have a say on that fixture, Chelsea Arsenal. Hopefully we'll see if we can also hear from both managers at some point on the show. So two derbies this weekend in England, Chelsea Arsenal, Liverpool. I'm trying to sound like Jamie Carragher. Liverpool and Everton will also be locking horns. By the way, Andrew Robertson shoulder surgery. Had that injury on international break. I hope he will be fine and come back very soon. So it's going to be out for Liverpool for the next few weeks. All right. Welcome back. Before we went on that break, we talked about a couple of things. I did ask you, if you were a professional footballer, Lagos, Nigeria, what position would you be playing based on your attribute?
Can I answer now? You know what I want to answer? Because this guy is on the screen.
Is that? See. Oh, teacher.
Once you mentioned his name, that was what came to my head.
Little P.
That was me.
Bro,
I'm not going to lie. No, see, I was a poacher in secondary school. I don't have energy to run. Like, what I do is, when I was in school, I just go and stay off the last defender. Mm. I'm chatting with the defender. I'm even chatting with the goalkeeper. And I know when the ball is coming. For real, that's what I was doing when I was in school. I'll just poach goals.
I can't. You don't look like a professional.
No. I'm serious. Like, all I was doing was poach goals. Like, I didn't play football for so long. I played football like JS1 to like SS1, SS2.
That was playing now.
And no, it was serious. Serious ball. I'm serious. Like, I actually play serious. No, you're looking at me like, what do you mean? I was a poacher. Like, summer school, I'm like highest goal scorer in the summer school tournament.
So, what happened to your
I switched school. So, I switched school.
To your career that never started.
No, so I switched schools. And then the school I went to, they were not playing football.
And that was the end of your
career. And that was just the end. I forgot some of my books. I would have been crazy, you know, but
playing in the APFL.
It is what it is. But I was a poacher, like I was a proper poacher.
Based, did you have the ability?
Yes. I said I stay off the last defender and my left foot was something else.
Pam, can you come to this mic? Yeah.
And my left foot was something else.
Your left foot.
Left footed.
Pamela, if you had a footballing career, what position would you have been playing? What position would you have been playing if you were a professional footballer?
Please, can I just be manager?
Manager.
I just want to be a manager.
No. Pick a position that you think that you would have done. Remember that you that you've got height, just so I can tell Lagos a bit of that, you know. So
I'll just manage goalkeeper. Yeah. I'll just stretch, okay?
All right, you have the height for it.
Hands on, then sometimes...
And you have long hands, too.
Goals ahead.
You have long legs.
I blame the defenders and not just be alone, so...
Try not to be a Francis Ouzo.
I'll try. I like stretch.
All right. 0700-993-993-993. That's the phone lines, Lagos, for you to get involved with the conversation right here. We've got... There's one more talking point I want to drag into this. And, you know, it is De Laurentiis. De Laurentiis is a very, you know, very funny character, really. Many who follow the game surely knows that that name is synonymous with what team, Pam? All right. I did put you on the bus.
Very.
The team starts with N. They're in Italy. They start with N.
She didn't hear you.
Napoli.
All right. So, De Laurentiis, Lagos, he came out to say that clubs should have the choice of releasing players for international break, especially if these games are friendly games. And many know why he's saying that. He's bitter right now because Osimhen is currently injured. Came back with, and we hear Osimhen could be out for about 6 weeks. Man is boiling. He's boiling. He's not finding it funny. And he's saying that clubs should have the choice of releasing players, you know, especially if it's friendly. If it's, you know, competitive game, I mean, surely they, but if it's for a friendly game, they should have the opportunity to say yes or say no. Before I say what will add me into trouble, but really, is it making sense or is it sense or nonsense?
No sense. I kind of agree with him because
seriously.
Yes, if you look at the kind of injury now, let me use Barcelona, my team, for an example. Right now, we have like 7 injured players. I know some of them performed, you know,
from the club.
But we always have this, like I say, like I call it international break cost. Because every time we go on international break, we're coming back with major injuries. And
have you monitored that?
Players, yes. So that kind of thing, it affected us in UCL last year, affected us in Europa. so I can feel his pain. Even right now, I can. Yamal, Balde, all of them, they came with injuries. Wow. So if it's not... There was a thing Xavi did last season. Yeah. He did not let Dembele go. He didn't let Pedri go. Araujo, he didn't let them go because he knew that they were going to come back with injuries. I knew it was going to affect us. So I agree with him anyways. I agree with him. If it's not a serious match, if it's not a qualifiers match or anything,
they should. They have the power to say no.
Yes, because now, look at Osimhen. He's a star player. And now it's not even as if he was injured because of look at the game that he got in the injury from. It was a draw. Why distress himself? That kind of thing. I agree with him anyway.
Okay. Well, by the way, Osimhen has not yet signed an extension. His current deal expires 2025, and there have been reports of not the very best of relationship. Well, you'd say the energy between he and De Laurentiis right now is not the very best. De Laurentiis was saying if he doesn't sign, that he could sell him next year. That's the year before his final year, depending. He wants him to extend, but giving all of the issues that happened, you remember the issues with the club when they posted something mocking Osimhen on TikTok
really
and all of that.
Mocking. It was just joked. Okay, I don't know. No. They were not mocking him like that. It's just things that you do. If you follow most of these football pages on TikTok, you understand that most of them just joke. And you see those players responding to it and laughing and reposting. So I don't know what happened. I think they have internal issues that just warranted to... that outburst, and I feel his manager was instigating him the more.
What I think is I agree that accounts do it. You know, there are troll accounts that do it.
Troll accounts,
but
that's
where the problem is. That's where the problem is. If troll accounts do, you know, they're like troll football. If those guys do it, you can see fun in it. You can, but if your own person
I'm telling you that does it's not right.
I think it's nonsense regarding what De Laurentiis said.
Why do
nonsense,
you
right?
Yes, it's something you don't want to start because
all right,
everybody will now start saying, I'm not letting this one go. Don't start it because it can't be controlled. It's
Pam was saying
it won't
that
be controlled.
Pam, you sounded very, in quotes, selfish. You were just concerned about Barca.
No, because I'm telling you, because that's why I said I understand his pain.
If you were a club owner, you'll stop your players from going for friendly games, international games.
Friendly.
I get it.
But it needs to be friendly because at the end of the day, you start seeing people say, okay, this person doesn't go. Okay, United say, okay, Rashford, Bruno, Højlund. Who will play for these countries? So don't start it. Don't start it at all. Let it be. Let it just happen. If your player gets injured, sorry, you know. But once you start opening channels for people to say, oh, don't go, don't go, go, don't go. Imagine your club now say, okay, you go. And you don't go. It's obvious they value you more than or they value one player over you.
You
understand?
Injury prone.
No, it's not that. You now see people. Okay, Bruno is good. Marshall is useless. It's not good.
You're kind of right.
No, I agree. Stand on your point.
So you say, oh, you're not that good. You can go. If you're injured, I don't. We don't really care.
Opinion.
That's right. Well, we're gradually getting to the end of the year, but I'm hoping Lagos, Nigeria, that this year brings you a lot of good things. 2 months, a lot can still happen in 2 months, all right? Believe, hello there. Hi. Are you with us? I'm not sure. 0700-993-993-993. Talking points, Yakba, if I'm trying to put that in local term, but call us and sink your teeth into any quickly 30 seconds. Hello,
yeah, the voice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I greet you.
Good evening.
And that be where they agree that.
I said that be.
I agree that pass.
No, Allah. All right, talk to us quickly. All right.
Tony from Lagos here. Yeah.
Tony, my name's sake. Welcome. Talk to me quickly.
Yeah. Mm. You're welcome. I'm the president of Napoli. That man goes to Derby.
He may go to Derby.
And again, I have another thing to say before I go.
Quickly.
We, the fans, we are not happy.
What happened? Why?
You guys are not giving us chance on this program.
To talk,
yes.
You people take
our own circle then, and then you run a commercial.
We try.
They talk here, and I don't let us talk. I beg.
Is it on this show or like generally?
Yes, on this show, even yesterday, and Overdose did the same thing.
Mm.
We couldn't talk commercial. I understand anyway.
Yeah.
They give us chance.
All right, okay. My dear. Thank you so much, Tony. All right, thank you.
Love you
guys. Love you too. Hello,
Mr. DuBois. Good evening.
Miss Zainab. I don't know which one. Tell us, are you still in the market?
Madame
Zainab. Are you still in the market?
I agree with that caller. Good evening. All right.
You're
welcome. I agree with that caller. You will take much of time. So when we call, you start telling us, just 5 minutes ago. Hurry up. And it's not good. It's not good, the voice.
All right, my dear, we'll try. All right. We don't have a lot of time. That's why, bills to pay.
Let me contribute.
All right.
The Napoli coach.
No,
I agree with him.
Napoli owner.
The owner. I agree with him. Especially that Osimhen. Anytime Osimhen come to play football in Nigeria, he always gets injured. Yeah. He does not get injured in his club, but for here, he gets injured. So they should not allow him to come in. If it's not, if the it's just a friendly, they should not allow.